The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Angels, all things paranormal. This is Angel Talk.
Welcome back to Angel Talk, everyone. I am Rachel Corpus, Earth Angel, psychic medium, angel communicator, and one who talks with the ultra-terrestrials. Today, I am sitting in effervescent joy and peace, ready to sit with you and share a milestone message in my life, our life, as I introduce to you a new member of the collective, messengers from the ultra-terrestrial realm. Now, those of you who have been following my work throughout the years, you know that as an angel communicator, angels being the light beings that I work with that are in non-human form, the angels that are from, of course, the angelic realm, we all have angels that guide us, including the archangels. We also know that it is the time in our world, in our 3D world, that we are open to more help, and that more help is through the ultra terrestrials. We can say extraterrestrials, they don't prefer alien. And when we talk about the extraterrestrials or the ultra terrestrials, they are not the extraterrestrials that may come to mind from the theatrical productions, from the movies. They are not the ones that kidnap and do things that are scary. They are the helpers that have been with us, been with you and me in all of our lifetimes, working with the angelic realm, helping to be with the human race, giving us the means to cure illness, to time travel, to help with our technology. They are our helpers. And as they will share with me, and therefore you, throughout this podcast and however I am guided to share their message, they come through their visits and they respect our free will by giving us information or tools to help. And then they say, all right, it is yours as a loving gift. And now we step back. Do with it what you wish, what you may. And often in this dimension, we have received gifts from the ultra-terrestrial realm, that loving realm, those helpers. And according to them, our dimension, our people, our government has taken that gift and used it to create weaponry instead of healing. Now, that's not coming from me. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'll tell you, I'm a skeptic. I like to listen to things like that. I could talk all day over a cup of tea and listen to all the stories about what could be happening in our government. And that's fun to me, but I'll tell you what, that's not what this is. The ultra-terrestrials tell me and show me that many times they have been here to help. And because we have free will, they give the help and they step back. And they have many, many examples of when they have offered help and it's been misconstrued or used for negative reasons. And what do? They keep trying because they are made of love. We will learn more about them because, as I said a few moments ago, they are joining the collective. So the collective, that is what I call the angelic realm that I work with and I've worked with my whole life. That's what they call themselves. So when I go into channeling, when I let my body go soft and I safely allow Rachel to exit. You know, I'm still present. I'm aware. I can hear. But I'm not speaking. And I let the angelic realm speak through me so that you can hear their messages. Verbatim, I'm not paraphrasing. I'm not inferring. I am being the mouthpiece. I call them the collective. And the collective is a mix of all angelic beings. And sometimes the beings that come through in the angelic realm are beings that I've never seen before. And they say, don't worry, we're angelic. We are from parts of the realm that you've seen in other lifetimes and other versions of you, Rachel. You've not seen yet. Trust us, we are good and we are holy. And I know that because they feel loving and I trust. And now, because I am ready and you are ready, the collective grows. And we are inviting in the ultra terrestrials. And in our culture, yes, we call them extraterrestrials. They prefer ultra terrestrials. So I'm still learning from them. So, you know, as we move forward, you'll hear things like my intro changing, my wording changing. I'm learning. I'm human, right? Earth angel to me means that I was created in the angelic realm. Beneath my skin, beneath my soul, my spirit, I am an angel. They tell me that I am an angel like them. And I have incarnated many times into a human body. And so I feel some things. I know some things. I've got some gifts. And also I'm human. I make mistakes. I still have to learn. I get to learn. Let's say it that way. I get to learn. And so, yes, I'm evolving too. So as I learn with the angels and the ultra terrestrials, you'll get to experience that learning and shifting with me. And the intent is you get to learn and shift as well. Now, here is the next part. Oh, this is the milestone for me. This is big. So as I work with this realm, they promise to me that as they channel through me, they will do it in a way that is simple and clear, good for my body, good for you as listeners. They keep it as clear as possible so that you can receive the message and use it. And they have promised that they're going to choose a name for themselves, a first name. And they will go by Sarai. We will now call the collective, including the angels, all beings in the angelic realm, and the ultra-terrestrials, we call them Sarai. Sarai will be addressed on a first-name basis. Just like I would say, we're going to hear from Michelle right now. We're going to hear from Lucy, from Violet, from Michael, from Tom. I will say, and now a message from Sarai. When you hear that, you'll know that we're hearing from the collective realm, the angelic ultra-terrestrial quantum realm. And they speak collectively as one voice. And for ease of communication, to give you those light code downloads to aid you in your awakening, they choose a name, Sarai. I will address myself sometimes as Sarai. I will go away as Rachel. I'm always listening. I'm always present. And yes, I'm safe. And sometimes I will show up as Sarai. Always on command. I know when it's happening. This is an agreement. I'm not schizophrenic. They wish to be called Sarai. Very soon, as I mentioned in episode 1 of season 2, you'll get to meet a very dear friend of mine, Alyssa Denning. And she will be interviewing Sarai. And that's coming up in episodes to come. I invite you to submit your questions to Sarai simply by emailing theangelcounselor@gmail.com. And in the subject line, you may put questions for Sarai. Sarai is spelled S-A-R-A-I. S-A-R-A-I, Sarai. TheAngelCounselor@gmail.com in the subject line, questions for Sarai. I'll get those to Allie and she will ask them to Sarai and you'll hear those questions come through my voice and we'll answer them on the podcast. So today, the very first message from Sarai. Are you ready? Here we go. Friends, you know us already. Let us share with you that we are longtime friends. Not acquaintances, not strangers, friends, in fact, family. We know each other because you see us in the shimmer of the sun coming through the clouds. You see us and feel us when you look longingly into the stars. We see you and feel you. We feel you longing to come home and wondering, what is home? Where is home? We know that this earth place for you is a temporary home. And we have come to tell you that you are doing well here. What a brave choice you have made to incarnate here in this human form onto your earth home. We, Sarai, through Rachel, intend to give you messages of hope and joy, of peace, to guide you on your journey. All we ask is that you stay open. Open in your heart and open in your mind, so that as you hear the sounds that we produce through the body of Rachel, you may allow yourself to expand and grow and know who you are and who you are meant to become. We wish you to know that it is time for your lower body, your earth body, and your upper body, your light body, to combine. You have two bodies in truth, your flesh cellular body and your energy love light body. As these words are heard to you, we are downloading loving light codes. Sometimes we will utilize numbers, and within those numbers there are codes. We choose numbers in your language and words in your language, and within those words and numbers there are resonance. There is music, there are symbols, there are glyphs, there are sonic codes. There are transmissions that are beyond your body understanding, but well within your knowing. As the starseed angel light being that you are. So we ask that you listen to our voice as Sarai right now and just be open to the love you are growing right now. Your body cells are opening like blossoms and receiving light and love. Let your body receive. Let your body receive. You are receiving kindness. We are replenishing your joy. We are making it possible for you to receive more of what you need in this earth plane. And so we ask you, what do you need? What do you need? And now we integrate your light body into the center of that blossom. Can you see the blossom of your body cells opening up as tiny flowers? We bring in the light of your light body shining into each of those flowers. Light coming into the center of each of your cells now. Changing your earth body slightly, slightly, gradually, in love, moving 7, 7, 7, 9, 9, 9, courage, joy, peace, love, 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 love. Your earth body and light body united, meeting again as one. Familiar, familiar. You know each other. Yes, a knowing. Go forth, friend. You are love. End of transmission. Well, my friends, I look forward to many more cool meetings with Sarai. And thank you, Sarai. And you know, we will still have awesome guests talking about the books that they've written and the cards that they've created and their paranormal experiences. And I want to hear from you as well if you have some experiences to share. Also, I put a call out to you to share some of your questions a couple weeks ago. Some of you have emailed me. I want you to know I got your emails. Thank you. This is Rachel speaking, by the way. I bet you can hear the difference. Ha ha. Hello, it's me. I just want to tell you, thank you for responding so beautifully. I've gotten so many emails. Thank you. I've printed them all. They're in my pink binder. And I'm looking forward to some time off next week where I can make myself a cup of tea and read through them and plan future podcasts. Thank you. Remember, if you have a question for Sarai, email theangelcounselor@gmail.com and in the subject line, questions for Sarai, and I will pass those on to Allie so she can ask Sarai through me. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful experience we have. Aren't you glad that you chose to be on this earth? Well, aren't you? I don't know. I guess for me, it depends on the day, but you know what? I'm pretty darn happy. And I'm really, really happy that you and I have connected in this way. I'm teaching a Discover Your Past Lives class right now. And the angels told me as I was teaching, Rachel, you know that everyone that you encounter, you've known in another lifetime, several lifetimes, right? And I thought, gosh, what a gift. And so I want to say to you listening, thanks for knowing me. Thanks for seeking me out and thanks for listening. And if you've listened to me in all the other lifetimes, gosh, thanks. And I appreciate you very much. I have another class coming up December 9th, if you're in the Des Moines area, called Safety and Survival for Empaths. And I've got a Manifesting Abundance 101 class coming up on Zoom in January. And I'm going to be adding some other classes as well that they're all channeled by the angels and the collective, of course. And I know Sarai will be taking part in that as well. So watch my website for that. That's rachelcorpus.com. If you'd like to connect on Facebook and Instagram, search Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator, or Angel Talk with Rachel. I encourage you to download the free mindbodyspirit.fm app on your Android or Apple device. That's a great app because there's so many other great podcasts. And if you go to mindbodyspirit.fm, the website, gosh, there's a bookstore there, so many great resources for your spiritual journey. So go poke around and have some fun with that. If you haven't heard this today, get ready for it. You are loved. Gosh, I hope you know. I certainly love you. I love you. See you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with Rachel Corpus. To learn more or to contact Rachel, visit rachelcorpus.com.
I'm Dr. Mona Lisa, and I've been a medical intuitive for over 30 years. Let me help you find new ways to heal physical and emotional problems. Be a part of my Healthy Living Intuitively podcast studio audience every week. Follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mona Lisa fan page, and Instagram, Dr. Mona Lisa 1, to get that information. I answer audience questions, and you can learn from people calling in that might be dealing with the same things that you are. Follow Healthy Living Intuitively, part of the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network, and wherever you get your podcasts.